Next patient is J.B. Bellflower. That's J as in John, B as in boy. J period B period Bellflower, B-E-L-F-L-O-W-E-R. B-E-L-F-L-O-W-E-R, Bellflower. Date of birth is 3/29/48. Date of visit, 6/9/26. Please make copy for Fernando Arzola, M.D. Fernando, F-E-R-N-A-N-D-O. Arzola is A-R-Z-O-L-A. Arzola, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Fernando, thank you for sending J.B. Bellflower for evaluation. Next, chief complaint is persistent cough and shortness of breath. Next paragraph is for the illness. This is a this is a 78-year-old male who has been experiencing severe weakness, shortness of breath, cramping in his lower extremities. Has previously been treated for peripheral vascular disease and has had vascular procedures done with revascularization. With a right axillary bifemoral artery bypass. He underwent this procedure in February of 23 and states that he has been experiencing some lower abdominal pains and trouble bending down and has not been able to ambulate much due to extreme weakness and shortness of breath with activity. Also has pains in his neck and back and lost some weight over the past 6 months. Patient did go for a chest x-ray on let's see 5/26/26, which showed scarring in the left lower lobe, but otherwise unremarkable. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension and history for chronic back pain. Has said right axillary bifemoral bypass graft. He has had previous history of exacerbations of bronchitis and previous history of upper abdominal surgery as an infant for pyloric stenosis. He also had a TMJ joint surgery in 88. Let's see. Next paragraph, allergies to morphine. Next, habits the patient smoked. Let's see. Oh, I'm sorry. Habits the patient does not smoke. Alcohol use, none. He did chew tobacco for 20 years while he was young. Oh, can you please mention alcohol use, mostly beer. Next paragraph, family history. Both parents passed away and mother had a stroke. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has gained weight. He has no glaucoma, cataracts, he has fatigue, and let's see, he has fatigue and neck pains. He has no dizziness or sore throat. He has coughing, spells, wheezing, and shortness of breath. He has no abdominal pains, heartburn, or rectal bleeding. Then he has chest or calf muscle pains, no palpitations or leg swelling. He has no depression or anxiety, no hay fever. He has easy bruising and his joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has no headache. I'm sorry, he does have headaches and no seizures. No memory loss. Next. Medalist included Donab Neb TID. Donazepil 10 milligrams BID. I'm sorry, Donazepil 10 milligrams daily. Memantine 5 milligrams BID. Amlodipine 10 milligrams a day. Buspar 10 milligrams BID. Rosuvastatin 20 milligrams a day. Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily. And clonidine 0.1 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This is a moderately overweight elderly white male, alert, pale, but no acute distress, no pallid cyanosis, icterus. I'm sorry, no cyanosis, no icterus, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 140 over 80, pulses 110, respiration 22, tension 97.2, weight is 188, saturation 95. Itchy and ear, non-spheric, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, he has no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Scattered wheezes toward both lung fields, prolonged expiration. Heart sounds regular, alternate S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no cap tenderness. Flex is a 1 plus with no gross motor depth. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breast number 1. Number 1 is chronic dyspnea. Number 2 is history of hypertension, and number 3, Burn from vascular disease. Number four is memory loss. And number five, chronic back pain. And next paragraph, plan patient has been advised to get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, thyroid profile, and a CT chest without contrast. Also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. He will continue with nebulized donut solution, TIDPN, and advised to come in for a follow-up visit here in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Conviva in D-Land. Conviva Clinic in D-Land. Thank you, Dr. Suzanne.